Good morning, everyone. My name is Alexis Luckett. I am one of your deputy head girls and a member of your sixth form. Welcome to the first episode of the RP podcast. And today I have with me Ruby Holden, who is your green team lead and a part of your SSLT, and Mr. Reed, who is environment lead and deputy head of Lancaster House. Thank you very much.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello, my name is Ruby.
Today we're going to be talking mostly about the environment within our school and also the green team. So, for example, Ruby has got a lovely project going on right now, which is to do with voting polls, which you might have seen on your bins. Ruby, can you tell us a bit about that?
So the idea came to me for when we were applying for SSLT, we had to think of a project of how we could improve the school in a certain way. And throughout my time here, I've thought, what's been the like most recurring problem?
Bin.
Bruh.
Sorry.
And it's always been litter. There's always been an issue with litter, whether it's on the playground, you know, losing break times on the field. It's just always been a problem. So I thought, I looked online as to what I could put in place to combat the problem. And I saw the ballot bins online, which like I think originated in New York City, but they've been proven to have a 2.5 times larger capture radius than normal bins.
Oh.
I think because it just gets people engaged.
Yeah.
And there was 70% of drinks litter was like more put in the bins, and also 60% of food waste. So I just thought that it was a good idea to get in the playgrounds just to sort of get people thinking. And also when I first went out there, because I originally put them up on Friday, with helping the site team getting it all organised and Mr. Reed himself, we went out and put the questions up. The first one was full English breakfast or roast dinner, just a simple subjective light-hearted question. And I had people going, I don't have any litter, I had to put it in the bin. And then people were picking up litter off the floor to put it in the bins, and that was just evidence that it was hopefully working already. So I'd like to see where it's going to go in the future.
It's a brilliant project, thank you very much. And Mr. Reed, you also have a similar project with your canopies, so you're having the competitions between each year group in putting the rubbish in the bins. How's that going?
Yeah, in term four we introduced the clean canopy competition, just because the amount of litter was difficult to deal with, and it was attracting a lot of pests. The reward was 20 minutes extra lunch on the last day of term, and the children really bought into it. It was really nice to see. We put out a few litter picking stations. They joined in quite enthusiastically. The litter drastically reduced very quick and in all areas, and the score went up each day. So each year group started with 20 points, but for every group of litter I would find, so I wouldn't count individual crisps, say if someone dropped a packet of crisps, that would just be -1. And then at the end of the day, there would be a score. So with their knowledge of results, they could just simply see next day what they'd got, and then knew roughly where they were at the end of the week with their overall average. This was then put into the student bulletin each Monday, so they knew the overall scores of last week, and it ended up being pretty close. I think there was only 0.2 in between it, between year 8 and year 9. This term we decided not to do it, because otherwise if you do a competition all the time, children tend to get a bit bored of it.
Yeah.
And that's why this lovely two bin competition came in, really, with the voting, which I thought was a brilliant idea, because first of all, it doesn't cost us anything to put on, but it has a massive impact. At the end of this week, we'll see which bin's got the most litter in, and then the week afterwards, we'll come up with a new question and we'll just keep doing that. In the last term, we're going to do the clean canopy competition again, but if it works alongside the bin questions, then who knows where it could lead. But one thing we have seen is a massive reduction in litter around school.
Do you think that students will ever have a say in the kind of questions that will come up on the bin polls?
Well, my original plan was to have help from the green team with what questions, because like we're 17, I don't know what younger students want to be voting on nowadays. But I'm more than happy to have input from students, whether that's sending a poll out across Microsoft Forms, sending one of those across school wide. I think that'd be great to get some question ideas. And then just really any input, I'm happy to take any suggestions on board.
Yeah, it brings me back when we used to use Frog as a
website.
There was these weekly polls that would go out, and you can probably still see one of the last ones was what's your favourite video game, but genuinely we look forward to it every week.
I
remember during
those.
COVID, and we'd look for all the polls, and you'd vote and you'd be like, what did you vote for? And your mate would say, yeah, I voted for the other one. And just to see, you know, the wider interest in if people around school had the same interests that you do. I think that's a really good idea, and I think the project is going really well.
Well, the funny thing is, it was literally on Friday when we set the questions up, the year sevens were literally scrabbling for litter to put in, and the buzz about it was huge immediately. And they love new ideas, which is why I think we have to keep coming up with new ideas.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, it might not be an idea that lasts forever, but if you bring the idea in, take it out, and put it back in again, it generates new interest rather than it just being there all the time. So yeah, you have to time these things carefully. But you know, when Ruby showed us the idea, I thought it was absolutely brilliant. And clearly it is, because of the interest that it sparked in the first minute. So onwards and upwards.
Yeah, exactly. And you two are also involved with the gardening club, which I hear is going quite well with your projects in the RCC. You can tell us a bit more about that. I know you've talked about it in assemblies, but if there's anything...
Yeah, so everyone in assemblies going from year seven all the way up to sixth form have had an assembly on what we would plan to do. So it kind of all starts from the green team, who are the think tank. So the green team will sit there and have a think about what best needs to be done. And each year we do an annual review. And that review just said, right, we need to carry on with litter because that's still a problem. The school grounds could definitely be improved. The green team, once they've come up with these ideas, we have to get them approved. But the out of that became the gardening club, because one thing we couldn't do twice a term was gardening. So something had to happen every week. A company approached us called BE Oaks. The B stands for Bethany, and Bethany is a girl in year seven whose father runs a company with her, and they said they would help us by donating plants and helping us plan, because I've got to be honest, I'm not a gardener. I'm learning.
Neither am I.
So I'm having to learn, but he was able to show what seeds need to be planted and when, what kind of plants we want to have in the first place. And then last week we planted some Erica Heathers. They were both white and pink out the front of the school, because we had a place that used to be a fish pond. It now has got a few plants in, but it looks a bit drab. But the pictures are going out on Instagram very soon, which show the clear difference between then and now. And as soon as we planted those Erica Heathers in, within 2 minutes, we had bees visiting us already. So the difference it made when it, you know, just staff going through with their pupils as well. Everyone was looking at it, going, oh, that looks really nice. And all these children who are part of the gardening club were given a job to do, and they felt important. They had an outcome that looked excellent, and it was very generous for the company to come in and donate all those plants in the first place. So working with outdoor companies, working with children that want to garden, and having the green team making their decisions, along with the green team from the SSLT making their input as well, has made some really positive impacts this year.
I love that. Yeah. Okay, that's brilliant. Do you think that there will be any projects further forward in years, or do you think that it will likely stay within the bins or the RCC?
And some projects we're just unable to do. For example, one of the 10 possible things we could look at were waterways. We don't have any waterways near the school. And when we wrote a letter to the MP who made a few suggestions, the nearest one was an hour and a half away. In order to get it organised and to make it practical, it just wasn't so.
Yeah.
And the RCC garden is such a blank canvas. Mm. And I was speaking to our counsellor, and she said, if we could do some counselling sessions outside, nature is therapeutic. If we can make it a beautiful place to be, then great. The front of the school as well, with its improvements already, have clearly made a difference. And the sixth form garden... I think it's nice as a sixth former to not always do your work in a classroom. If you can go outside and there's something nice to be around, it's good for the soul.
We do appreciate it.
It's great when it's not windy.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's quite the breeze coming through there.
Yeah, it's a bit...
You could get some windbreakers
nice summer, maybe, a couple of months'
yeah,
time.
When it's warm,
maybe
it's not.
Maybe not. December.
There's a lot of dust on the floor as well. It gets in your eyes and things like that. But we're hoping that when the plants go in, it will just be a nicer place to be out there. Yeah. And work on that starts next Thursday.
Yeah, well,
We've got the plants coming in already. We just have to do the weeding, and some of these weeds are quite ferocious, so difficult to remove. Once we've got that done, there's a possibility of actually entering a national award this year with them, with the eco schools, because ultimately the green team are trying to get the eco schools award. The last 2 years we've achieved distinction with our great work, and this year I've got all the evidence to apply for distinction again. So fingers crossed, we'll get that award and enjoy the summer holidays after that, I suppose.
Thank you very much. I think that's all we have time for today. So I very much appreciate you two being on the podcast, and I hope that our listeners have learned something as well. Have a nice day, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy.